This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Hope
1032 Mornings. Healthy living.
For those who are trying to control their weight, the festive season contains multiple challenges. People get busy, there are lots of parties to go to, and bad food is everywhere for weeks on end. If you have a few end of year functions to go to, it can be really difficult to have any control whatsoever over what you eat. Well, Stuart Adams is a qualified dietitian from Personal Nutrition in Blacktown. He's going to give us a few tips to get through the Christmas season without falling off the weight control wagon, so to speak. Hey, Stuart.
Hi, Katrina. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, Christmas can seem like a bit of a hurdle for those trying to control their weight. Do you have any tips to sort of help dieters leap that hurdle with ease?
It can be. It's probably the biggest hurdle all year round, especially for people that are trying to, as you said, stay on the wagon and stay motivated to stay healthy. Look, I think the best advice is, firstly, don't think of it as like a wagon. Get rid of the wagon altogether. That's
okay.
My advice.
Okay.
A lot of people treat it like they're in a race. And if they trip over a hurdle, then that's it. They're out of the race.
Uh-huh.
It's far more helpful to just acknowledge, look, you're always going to be in the race. There's going to be hurdles. You're going to fall over occasionally. Just get back up and keep going. It's not an all or nothing at all.
Don't get demotivated by the fact that, okay, you know, you've had some bad food, you've had a few pickouts or whatever. Don't let that demotivate you from your goal.
That's right. How often are we at a function like this and you see people eating, picking out on high-calorie foods and you hear the term, well, there goes my diet. You know, I'll give up now and maybe I'll get back on the wagon later on. It doesn't need to be like that.
But there's sort of that feeling that you've lost control, isn't there, over what you eat, because you go to something and there's just, you know, there's all this bad food and there's sometimes hard to find even healthy options.
It can be hard to find healthy options, especially when it's not in your own home. It's out of your comfort zone. You're somewhere else. You don't have a lot of choice about the foods that are there. So the best thing, I think, is to go into it with a plan. If you know you're going to be attending a Christmas function, you know you're going to be overwhelmed, there's temptation everywhere, go in there with a little bit of a plan. And if you have some goals or a strategy that you can bring into it, that way you're less likely to lose control.
Okay. Well, can you give us a few tips so that we have something to go on?
Look, I found from experience the three most helpful ways of looking at it are, firstly, just be consciously aware of what you're eating. Often in these kind of situations, there's so many distractions going on around us. There's conversations. It's party time. Mm. Quite often at the end of a party, you could ask someone, what have you eaten? And they could probably look at you and say, I know I've had too much, but I couldn't tell you exactly because they're distracted. So just bring your mind back to what you're doing in the moment. That's the first thing.
Okay.
Look, the second thing that I find that's really helpful is, don't go to a Christmas party where you know there's going to be temptations on an empty stomach.
Okay.
I would recommend having maybe a low GI snack an hour or two beforehand. So that way, if you make positive goals for yourself to go into a situation like this, but you're starving,
mm-hmm.
all those goals and decisions that you've made previously tend to go out the window because your appetite takes over control.
Because I think a lot of people would do the opposite. They would probably not eat much all day because they're thinking, oh, I'm going to eat lots of bad food tonight, you know. So they would just kind of, oh, I'll just have a salad for lunch.
Yeah, and it's ironic, but the reverse is true. If you control your appetite, and that way you're in control of the situation. Your appetite won't control you.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Now, we've mentioned bad foods, okay? Mm. So there are some real, often Christmas food is full of fat and sugar and whatever.
Very much.
Are there particular foods that should be avoided, or is it more about the, you know, is it quantity or quality?
That's the thing that everybody asks me, and a lot of people get bogged down in which foods are good, which foods are bad. And I think the thing to remember is quality and quantity are equally important, but don't overlook quantity and get bogged down in the detail of quality. You don't have a lot of choice about what foods are on offer when you go to a Christmas party, but what you can control is how much you have.
Okay.
So, for example, if you would ordinarily grab a plate and go grab four slices of ham and fill up the rest of the plate with some party pies and sausage rolls, maybe you can just halve the amount that you would ordinarily have. The plan, I think, is really effective. I find a lot of people find helpful. Get your plate, fill it up half with vegetables, salad, something healthy, and that way you don't have to worry as much about what you fill up with the other half. So it's not always about controlling which foods you eat. Just have some of the more problematic foods in moderation. That way you don't have to miss out completely.
Yeah, that's good. And also, I like what you mentioned about actually having a plate, because I went to a finger food function the other night, and I did a big pig out. But I had no idea how much I'd eaten because I didn't fill up a plate. I just kind of had, you know, a spring roll on a napkin and a crab stick on a napkin. And so the idea of actually having a plate and knowing this is enough food and then I can stop.
It gives you an idea so that you can be, like I said, in control and consciously aware of what you're doing. And a plate is a really great way of helping you do that.
My guest is Stuart Adams. He's a qualified dietitian from Personal Nutrition. We've been talking about weight control during the festive season and our Christmas eating habits and all that kind of thing. But I wanted to take a moment before I let Stuart go just to talk about alcohol. So, Stuart, how does alcohol affect weight control? Because even if you're almost a non-drinker or you drink very, very moderately, there are still a lot more opportunities to consume alcohol around Christmas, this time of year.
Look, the obvious thing is that alcohol has a lot of calories in anyone. I think everybody knows that, but there's two things that people often overlook when it comes to alcohol. The first is alcohol tends to play funny games with our appetite regulation. What it does is, at first, it makes us feel like we're not hungry, so we don't eat much, and then by the time it wears out of our system, we suddenly get hit with this sudden sort of the munchies, you know, we're suddenly really hungry.
What causes that munchies? Is that a drop in blood sugar or?
Yes, well, our blood sugar is dropping in the background, but we don't feel it because the alcohol is kind of masking the effects. We think that we're full, and meanwhile, our blood is going, no, come on, feed me, come on, feed me. And then the alcohol wears off, and then we get hit with it suddenly all of a sudden, and we overeat and overindulge.
Well, that's interesting.
The second thing is to be aware of, look, we all know that alcohol makes us a little bit reckless when it comes to decision making, and we know that obviously when it comes to driving, but keep in mind also, when you're a little bit intoxicated, the last thing on your mind is looking after yourself. So if you go to a Christmas party and exercise, like I said, the idea that you're going to have some goals and plans, once the alcohol starts to take effect, all that tends to go out the window a bit.
I guess you lose your inhibitions, don't you? So, you know, even with a small amount, some people become a bit louder and will say things they wouldn't normally say. And I guess it's the same thing. Your judgment's just that little bit off and you might think,
And all the more reason to have a plan going into it. Yeah, look, we drink alcohol because it makes us a little bit more social, a bit more friendly. Thing to remember is alcohol is not our friend. It's like with the friend that takes advantage of you when your guard is down. You trust them and then they stab you in the back.
Oh, that friend.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.